I'm Kelly Catrava with your Faith and Values update from KBIA. This week, Lucas Edston explains why some people feel the prison sentence of one Colombia man is unjust.
Rashed Nizam says he's known Dr. Shakar Hamoudi since he moved here, just about 15 years ago. Nizam is the chairman of the Islamic Center of Central Missouri and worked closely with Hamoudi.
We discussed, you know, several things and about how to better communicate, better understand and educate people about Islam and bring peace and harmony in the community.
Hamoudi was sentenced to federal prison in May for violating trade sanctions. He sent more than $200,000 to family, friends, and charities in his native Iraq. The U.S. had placed trade sanctions against Iraq, meaning these donations were illegal at the time. The sanctions have since been lifted. Hamoudi says he has no regrets. His family needed the money for health care. Prosecutors found no proof that Hamoudi was aiding the government of Saddam Hussein. Nizam understands.
Whenever my parents need, I can help them. So we feel that way. Everybody, our responsibility to take care of our own families, own mother, own parents, and our brothers and sisters. And so this is part of our, you know, religion. And every community, every people do that. And it's a moral responsibility for individual.
Last week, more than 100 people gathered in Colombia to celebrate Hamoudi and to say goodbye. The event was held in Rockbridge Christian Church. Nizam says the amount of love at the event was unbelievable.
It's very nice. Actually, see, the amount of love people showed is amazing. And it's very powerful. You know, people say that, you know, love is much powerful than hate.
Kit Salter is a professor emeritus and chair of the geography department at MU. He and his wife, Kathy, regularly shop at Hamoudi's store, World Harvest Market.
My Lord, to live anywhere near a store that has 112 olive oils, and Kathy uses a lot of olive oil, and I got terrified that she would find some of the really expensive olive oils, so I tried to stand in front of them when she'd come by and look at olive oils.
One of the speakers at the church event was Steve Jacobs. He's known Hamoudi since the late 1990s and remembers talking with him about hyperinflation in Iraq. Jacobs worried the amount of support for Hamoudi was dwindling in the past few months, but last week proved otherwise.
People use religion sometimes for nefarious purposes, but Shakar is one of us. And so I'm just really glad that people have come out and want to continue to support him.
About 4,000 people signed their names on a petition asking President Barack Obama to commute Hamoudi's sentence. Supporters sent it to the pardon attorney on Tuesday with overnight mail.
First they came for the communist. Then they came for the Jews.
Lucas Hudson, KBIA News.
Steve Jacobs sang that song at Hamoudi's farewell event and came to our studios to play it again. That concludes KBIA's Faith and Values Update. I'm Kelly Catrava. So